Good morning. It's Monday, the 14th of November. I'm Maria Grant, and you're listening to The Courier Daily. Diabetes affects 1 in 25 people in Scotland. Today, we shine a light on this illness on World Diabetes Day. While the disease can be hereditary, it can also be developed through lifestyle choices. Here to educate us is health and wellbeing journalist Cara Forrester, who's looked into what services are available in Tayside for those with diabetes and those working to prevent it.
The Courier Talking Football, covering football clubs across Courier country, from Dundee to Dundee United and from St Johnstone to Arbroath. I'm Eric Nicholson, and you can find the latest episode of The Courier Talking Football or subscribe to the series on Spotify, iTunes or wherever you listen to your favourite podcast.
Back to our featured story. Today's World Diabetes Day, and we're shining a light on the illness that is one of the biggest issues currently facing the NHS. Health and wellbeing journalist Cara Forrester is here to tell us more about diabetes and what services are available in Courier country, including a website developed by Dundee University. Cara, can you tell us more about diabetes?
Yes, of course. People can be diagnosed with either type 1 or type 2 diabetes. And type 1 is a genetic condition that is often diagnosed early in life and that can cause the immune system to attack and destroy the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. And that tends to be managed by taking insulin to control your blood sugar via injection. Type 2 diabetes is acquired later in life, and it's mainly lifestyle related. It occurs when the body is unable to make enough insulin, or the insulin you do make doesn't work properly. So the symptoms of type 1 and type 2 are actually quite similar, and they include going to the toilet more often, especially at night, feeling more tired, losing weight without trying, or feeling extremely thirsty. And type 2 develops more slowly than type 1, so many people don't get any symptoms or just don't notice them. But if type 1 is left undiagnosed, it can make you feel very ill very quickly, and it can lead to a condition which actually can be fatal. So it's good to know the signs and symptoms, and it's good to be aware for yourself and for others.
Absolutely. So what can we do to prevent type 2 diabetes through our own lifestyle choices?
Well, encouragingly, we've had results from a Scottish trial that shows weight loss of 15 kilograms or more can actually result in remission for those recently diagnosed. And I spoke to Professor Callum Sutherland, who's an expert from Dundee, earlier this year, and he explained really simple changes in your lifestyle can make a big difference. And these include moderate exercise and a healthier diet to lead to that weight loss. There's a recent survey out that says and suggests exercising in the afternoon or evening might be better for blood sugar control than spreading the activity throughout the day. And they found that exercising between noon and midnight could actually cut insulin resistance by up to a quarter.
Well, that's quite impressive. So what support is available for us here in Tayside?
Tayside's actually leading the way in a lot of ways. I had the pleasure of speaking to Dr. George Tom, who is programme manager for the public health team for the type 2 diabetes framework. And he was really keen to speak about the range of services available for type 2 diabetes and diabetes prevention. They've got a new referral pathway, which will be available soon in primary care. And that will allow people to be referred for type 2 diabetes remission programme. And it's a really good news story that I mentioned earlier with that encouraging results from the Scottish trial on weight loss. And it's great news because, you know, type 2 is generally viewed as something that's lifelong and irreversible. And there's also a website that's actually been developed in Dundee that's helping diabetics. And it has the potential to save the NHS millions. And it's called My Diabetes, My Way. It was developed at the University of Dundee. And it's all about improving the quality of life for those who have type 2 diabetes. Clinicians and patients across Scotland, including some from Tayside and Fife, contributed to its development, and it's now thought that there are around 62,000 people registered to use the site.
That's really encouraging. Thank you, Cara, for teaching us more about diabetes today. Thanks for joining us today on The Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier, Local matters.